This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hi, this is Tim, and I'm here with Abby.
Hi, this is Abby, and I'm here with Tim.
Welcome to episode 66 of our podcast, where we review trends in instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences that we observed as we flip resources into our Flipboard magazine over the past 2 weeks. In this episode, we discuss three trends that we observed, we pass along four recommended readings, and we end, as we normally do, by peering into the crystal ball and making predictions about trends that we believe we will observe over the next 2 weeks. So, Abby, you want to start us out by talking about our three trends?
Thank you, Tim. Yes, we have three trends that we noticed in the last few weeks, and it's an interesting change. The number one trend is not VR or AR. The number one trend that we noticed in the last 2 weeks was actually announcements for new web-based instructional products and collaborations between established organizations. So perhaps it's because we just wrapped up the ISTE conference, which is sort of a major meeting place and a major opportunity to announce these kind of collaborations and products. We saw a lot of these things coming up. So for example, ISTE itself announced a collaboration with Microsoft. Kind of a big deal. Microsoft also made a number of other announcements, including its Skype Meetings product, which is interesting. Google also made an announcement of a number of new instructional products for Google Classroom. So that was an interesting trend that we saw, which is just more possibilities, opportunities, things that we as instructional technologists can use. The other one, which is... it's been sort of holding steady in our number two position for a few months now. Online learning, and in this case, online learning and mobile learning combined, new options and reporting on innovative strategies for success in both of these areas. So we're seeing a lot more results of studies, reports of effective strategies, recommendations for effective strategies in online learning and mobile learning. Finally, because it hasn't disappeared yet, it's just not the number one sort of ubiquitous thing that we kept seeing. But the last one we noticed was virtual reality. And what we saw were mostly announcements of new content options. That's where we're standing, Tim, with the trends for the past 2 weeks.
Okay, now let's move into our four recommended readings. We'll share the URL to our website at the end of the podcast where you can go and take a look at the recommended readings. So, Abby, it's going into our recommended readings that we're going to pass along.
Recommended readings. Here we go. Number one, Google Quizzes debuts at ISTE. App bundle for Chrome OS announced. This is by David Nagel for THE Journal. It's an interesting product, the idea that you can sort of build quizzes that students can take using the same sort of Google Docs formats. And following that is our second recommended reading. Viewable Answers Online Don't Keep Students from Trying by Kristen DeCar for Education News. This is the results of a study, a report on the results of a study that was done on students using online quizzes for instruction and how engaged they actually were in honestly trying to do well on the quizzes. Great reading, very interesting combination with that whole debuting of the Google Quizzes option. Third, this is a big departure now. We're not talking about online quizzes anymore, but it's important for us in educational technology. Facebook Live's big moment raises even bigger question. This is by Brian Stetter for CNN. And this is the idea of using things like Facebook Live or Periscope in these sort of real world, almost, I guess, not really almost, but actually journalistic applications, and the very idea of how journalism is evolving with this new media. So that's a fascinating one. The next one is for fun, for all of us who are over a certain age. Sorry, teens. Olds are slowly taking over Snapchat by Nat Garun for The Next Web. This is a report that apparently people over 30, 35 age range are now making greater use of Snapchat, which is by a teen's estimation, the beginning of the end for any product. But of course, it also points out historically that Facebook was originally a young person's activity, that at some point email was the young person's activity, that all of these things tend to then get adopted later by older people. And then the young people have to go look for something else. But it's an interesting story and kind of fun. So those are our recommended readings.
Okay, now let's peer into the crystal ball. What do we see? What are we predicting?
The crystal ball. I feel like our crystal ball is kind of like those old Etch-a-Sketches, and we finally managed to shake it hard enough to actually clear the stuff that's etched into the background. The number one thing that you and I are predicting for the next few weeks is security issues. We started to see a little bit of this in the past few weeks with a report about wearables being a bit of a security risk. We suspect that we're going to see more about security and security issues with anything that's networked. Second, and this is just based on the time of year, back to school preparation. It's right around this time, we mentioned it in the last podcast as well, right around this time of year, we start seeing a lot more news and articles and just general announcements about back to school issues, because that's what's coming up in August for most of us. And so finally, because it hasn't disappeared yet, it's just not etched into the screen like it was, VR and AR. We expect to see a lot more about VR and AR, but it is definitely, in the last couple of weeks, it is definitely tapered off so that it's not the one and only thing that we're focused on, and then a few other things sort of appear peripherally. VR and AR will still be in the news, just not as sort of hyper-focused on it as it's been. And those are our crystal ball predictions, Tim.
Okay, well, that brings us to the end of episode 66. We'd like to thank our podcast subscribers and our viewers and followers of our Flipboard magazine. You can listen to past episodes of our podcast and access the recommended readings by visiting our website at trendsandissues.com. Our next episode airs on July 25th.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.